So knowing that, what are domains we can find data? And we're looking briefly, very briefly, into searches. Now, I'm running a little bit out of time, but searching is, well, we do that every day by looking at Google and Bing and Yahoo and whatever. But how does it actually work? And what does that mean? So Google and its might, what it does is it has software, what are called crawlers or web spiders, that go from web page to web page on all the internet, on all visible internet, and pull out content and send it back to Google servers so that it builds a database of content of the web, or what's called an index. But the spiders or crawlers regularly go to website and do this. And the list of websites or where to go can be found from previous crawls or from web designers themselves. So I can go to Google and say, hey, here's my website. You may want to crawl it because obviously it's my interest for people to look at it. The index is built by the search service and stored on their servers. So when I search Google, when I am searching Google, when I'm searching Bing or Yahoo or whatever search service you use, you're searching their index or their what they see of the internet. You're not searching the live internet. Okay. Now Google is quite good. It's updates quite quickly, but it has limitations. It doesn't index everything, and you're not going to find everything all the time. So the important thing to know is when you're searching Google, you're searching an index. So what's not an index? Not in the index. Well, the stuff that Google crawls, that goes from website to website and pulls out content, is the only is it it crawls only the stuff it can see. The public web, or what's called the surface web. Anything that's publicly addressable and seen. It doesn't do any crawling of anything where you have to log in, where there's private stuff, where a web page designer said, okay, don't crawl this, I can do that. There's a specific reason why you don't want to do that. And where you have to run queries. So for example, when you have to do a, when you have to do a, it's not a good example, but if you do a search on a database, like a financial database or stock site, on the stock exchange site, that might not be possible to be done by from Google because they didn't have they can't run those queries on live. You might be aware of CAPTCHAs. We have to prove that you're human before you proceed to the next page. Well, that's to prevent web crawlers like this to go in and collect information to be able to search. But a surface web is the only thing that you can't see. The deep web is all the stuff you can't, but you can still access if you do it by as manually by humans. So your private email, for example, you go to Yahoo, if you have Yahoo Mail, for example, if you look at them, you're not going to be able to find it by Google. You have to log in. And I mentioned CAPTCHAs and robots.txt. The stuff that the main point I want to say is that the deep web is vast. It's a large amount of information that's not available by Google, first of all, and it's not illegal, right? Not this is a, there's a misconception that there's a deep web and there's dark web, and there's legal stuff. The dark web is where the illegal stuff is, but the deep web is just innocent stuff that you that the Google can't search. The dark web, I won't dwell too much on it, is all the stuff that you find, people talking about spying and selling drugs and Silk Road, you might have heard that as well. It's or Tor. I won't dwell into that to out of scope for this conversation. So the question is, if we're trying to find social media, if we're trying to collect it, what are we looking for, first of all? Where are we looking for it, and how can we find it? Okay, if those questions kind of determine how we get our content, and there are some certain provisos in each of these answers. So, for example, for content, we're looking for posts and messages that the person has, that these people have put up. So, in the sense of GameStop and the SEC, we're primarily looking on Reddit and Facebook to find content and posts that these people have put up. But we don't just want single posts; we want a whole conversation. We've seen Keith Gill's single post, but we also want everybody who's responded to that and what they've said. to either prove or disprove that there was some market manipulation involved. We want proof that it's an exact media or as much as possible. And we want relationships. Relationships are basically how many replies or statistics have been statistics around our content, so that we may expand our scope. So we understand that we need to go to Wall Street Bets or Reddit, but was any other social media used, or was what other website should we go? Or is there anything else that we need to look into? So where do we look for it? Now, Reddit itself has a search functionality. You can search Reddit for content, and you might think that you'll find everything, but to understand what the point I want to make sure that you understand here is that it's not always the best thing to do to use first-party search engines like Reddit search. Because if you look at the fine print, Reddit search does not search comments at all. It just searches posts, as in the top-level post. So it's very limited. You also you don't have to be logged in to create an account, but still, it's a big limitation that you can't get posts. You can search generic sites, generic search sites like Google and Bing and Yahoo, and like I said, they do index as much as possible. But for Reddit, that's a good thing, and for boards as well. But for other content where you have to log in, you might not be such a good idea. There are some social media specific search sites like socialsearch.com, where they purport to say that they do real-time social searches and by searching Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn, etc. It's good to use, but it's a third-party site, so they might not have as good access for Reddit as Reddit does or Google. You're seeing their interpretation or their index. Okay, so this is what it looks like. We can also find some statistics on Reddit or social media by looking at aggregators. And in this case, I just picked out two, Reddit Metis.com and Sayit, which is basically a visualization of how different subreddits or communities within Reddit correlate with each other. And this is a good indication of how widespread or how difficult the problem is, because Wall Street Bets, as you can see here, this is the community that we're talking about, also has a lot of different connections with other Reddit communities like Robinhood, stocks, stock market, and penny stocks, which the SEC may want to look into. It's a large bit of content. So how do we search for it? So if we have a capability to search via Google or Bing or Reddit search, what do we search for? Obviously, you can search for the name Keith Gill or his username and go from there. But we ideally would like to understand the community, excuse me, to use their terminology. This is a community that's been built up for years, and they've developed their own set of their own way of speaking, essentially, that might be alien to people who are not used to the community. So I think they talk about attendees, about paper hands, about diamond hacks, diamond hands, sorry, misspelling, and YOLO and other things. These terminology is fairly well defined. And in some communities, you can have a glossary of what the terms mean. But actually, some people don't have that. Some communities don't have that. Certainly, Wall Street doesn't have that. And it's just a matter of really either talking to somebody who understands this community or reading through the posts and understanding what they mean, because certainly they may be alien to us. For searching the basics, usually what we do, forensics and otherwise, we use more than just simple terms. We use Boolean searches and concept searching. So for Boolean searches, you might have heard ands and ors and nots and phrases, but I want to focus on concepts like stemming and regular expressions and semantic searches. These searches are these search types are able to expand the keywords you're going to use. So stemming is a very important concept in that if you search for the word run, you were also going to find all things that contain the word running, runs, and ran, because they're versions of that word. And the search index, or the search search service, should support this. It's no longer good enough to search for a run, because you're going to miss out all these sort of things. You have other services that can convert terms into different languages, and also have patterns. So you might have heard of a regular expression, is where you use not just a keyword, but a wildcard or a pattern to search for certain terms. So if you're looking for credit card numbers, for example, or any terms or any posts or any social media posts that have dollar signs in them, you can use a regular expression to find that, because you don't just want to put dollar sign in whatever number, because obviously you can't account for every number. For social media, what's important is sentiment analysis. Sentiment analysis is where it's an algorithmic way of finding out the tone of the content. So whether it's happy, whether it's angry, whether it's sad, whether it's not. It's not always best, but there are services out there that can do sentiment analysis as well. It's also very, very important for any audio and video. Sentiment analysis is good for that. Usually used for call center services, where when you talk to a call center person and you raise your voice, and they have software in the background that identifies that and says, oh, this person might be angry, you may want to look into that further. So sentiment analysis is a good one. Fields is a way to tailor your search to specific parts of social media, and that depends, or social part of content. That really depends on the search index and the provider that is providing the search service. So for Reddit, you can search on the author's name. So if I want to find every post that's been submitted by the fucking value, I just say author colon and then the name of that person. It will then ignore any comment, any post where that person just simply named in it. I want all the authors. I want all the posts that he has authored or he has created. There are other ones here that I won't dwell into, but it's a way to direct your search to specific content. Google does this as well, and they actually might be better to use than Reddit to search a Reddit site, because not only can you search for posts, you can also search for content. You can search by years and search by date. So you can put in 2018 and call dot dot 2019, and the searches you're going to get back are where web pages that were created between these two dates. Very, very useful to find a date ranged content. And also what Google does is it caches or its content. So as the web crawler goes around and collects websites, any older version of websites are cached away. But that's old. You're not going to search that anymore. But if I want to, if my new website doesn't exist anymore, if my website doesn't exist anymore, I can search Google's cache of old websites to find older content. I won't dwell too much on the other things. So problems with online search engines. Using these search engines is great to get a general view of what you're trying to look into. Like you saw me finding there all the posts from Deep Fucking Value, but you know, I didn't go into any more detail than that. And the reason is a lot of these sites like Reddit don't just put text that I can search, but they put images. Okay, so this post, for example, is just a screenshot of his trades. Okay, and by searching Google, I will never look into this, because this text is not searchable. It's just an image. It's just a picture to Google. Okay, some entire posts, like this one, for example, by user Bearcat9948, isn't text. He just typed out something, took a picture of it, and posted it. So it's a description of his financial position in Wall Street Bets. But if I was searching for, let's say, ITM or FTDs, I wouldn't find it on Google, because this is a picture. It's not searchable. And what we do, though, in forensics and in other fields, is we try to OCR this. So we use optical character recognition to read this text and make it searchable. But ultimately, Google is not doing that. So it's a limitation in Google. So what we do in forensics and even litigation in general, e-discovery and such, is we take a copy of all this content en masse or general content, and we make our own index, make our own database that we can then search offline, and we can then account for any of these limitations and try to fix them ourselves. So forensic tools that my colleague will talk about in the next presentation, typically create their own indexes. And all we have to do is just gather all this information, gather all the content from social media, from the websites, and put it into this index. It's much more, you have a more controlled environment, and you have tailored specific searches for forensics that aren't available in Google or Reddit or the socialsearcher.com that I found.